Susan Cross, and I am a lecturer in the department here in Edinburgh College of Art in the Jewellery and Silversmithing department. Well, for me, this, as I mentioned to Amanda, this was a very new way of working for me, where you're working with a research archive, and I don't normally work in that way, and particularly under a theme. So it was really quite interesting to be given, you know, the project, and then to have the archive to source from. And I went on to look at images, and I came across this image where it's the Spanish Civil War, and it's women volunteers out in Spain. I think you can tell that from the pantal and the roofing. And they're actually, on the caption, it said they're rewinding washed bandages to reuse. So that's what they're doing, sitting out in the sun, winding all these bandages up. One woman's actually got bandage tie around her head, so I'm not sure what that's about. But I just, the image really kind of struck me as, you know, particularly unsung heroes. There they are, they've had to wash the bandages. They can get new bandages, they've had to wash them to reuse them. And so then I thought about, whenever I think about Spanish Civil War, I always think about Guernica, the Picasso painting. And so I went to look at that painting again. And in the bottom section of that painting, there's a white flower, which I've used on the pieces, and it's the white flower. I mean, the painting's full of symbolism, but this flower represents regeneration and rebirth. And I thought, that's really beautiful, and it's white, and it went with the white bandages, and I just like the whole flower symbol. So that's what I then put together in two pieces. I've used the same image of the flower in different ways. But tying all along this, working with nursing and hospitals and that kind of thing, was my personal with my father, who sadly passed away in April. And at that time, when all this was going on with the project, I was actually in a hospital more than I've ever been before. So that kind of was quite an interesting link for me, and it made me, I guess, become more aware of the work that they do, and became very personal and very humbling, actually, experience. And particularly, you know, seeing this image of the women was very humbling. So then I decided to, I use a lot of textiles in my own work, in my own jewellery, and recently in my work I've been embossing textures of fabric into silver. So I immediately thought, well, what's in our first aid kit in the jewellery design in the jewellery department here? And pulled out bandage, and I played around with experimenting, roll printing the bandage into silver. So this is technique called roll printing, where you're using the fabric under pressure through rolling two steel rollers and embossing basically the metal. And it created a really lovely texture, which is also has a landscape quality about it. So I used that on one of the pieces, the roll printed bandage. And then it had the white flower, which I enamelled, cut out a steel sheet and enamelled it. And I just attached that onto the top of the silver. And then on the other piece, it's a reverse. I've actually roll printed the flower with the bandage, but also using the edge of the bandage as well. So you see this lovely edge. And then the enamel plate underneath was to look like stained bandage. So it was kind of had a abstract bandage texture with kind of red enamel smeared into it, so it's like dried stained blood, I guess, really. So I kind of thought two pieces, they work really well together, and that's what came out of the image. And it was, as I said, it was fascinating to work in this way, because it was a very new way of me working, to go and look at paintings, or to come from a direct image like that from a research base. So it's quite interesting, actually.